time is 7 minutes after 10, and I'm Kara LaRance. Joining me here today are the cast and director of A Christmas Story, which opens at the Civic on Friday and continues through December 18th, already an extended run. I'd like to welcome director Todd Espeland.
Hi, how you doing?
Nice to have you here. We also have Tim Kilmartin.
Good morning.
And we have Sharon Bradford.
Hi.
And we have the star of the show, Liam Fagan.
Hi.
Nice to see you. Well, Todd, this is a terrific pick for the holidays. Must have seemed ideal in several ways. Well, tell me more.
Well, we were really happy to get Christmas Story the musical. The show had a really wonderful Broadway run and had a really long touring schedule. And it was actually very difficult to get the rights to the show because of the long touring schedule. And last summer, Kristen Chezik and I, the former executive director, were really happy to get the rights for it. Christmas Story, the musical, actually takes what we know from the movie and what we love so much from the movie and kind of does what musicals do really, really well, which is it takes a moment and then expands it and gets it bigger. So, like, the reason why music exists in a musical is two characters will, you know, talk about being in love. When they can no longer talk about how much they're in love with each other, they break into song, and the song is an expansion or a metaphor for that. And Christmas Story takes everything we know from the movie and really love, and it expands it. It takes it in kind of nutty, crazy places.
Yeah, I don't remember a love story.
Well, no, I mean that as a
Christmas
metaphor.
Story. So what
love story it... for his gun, I guess. It would be.
For his BB gun.
His BB gun, yeah.
So yeah, I remember the BB gun. I remember his brother in the snowsuit and the getting his tongue stuck to the frozen pole.
The frozen pole is a musical number, and
the
actually
Scary Santa.
Scary Santa is a musical number. One of my favorites is everybody loves the leg lamp. You know, they're really popular. You can buy leg lamps. You can buy leg lamp keychains. And there's a huge number that involves, I think we have, what, 8 or 10 leg lamps in the show. So yeah, it just blows it up into crazy town.
Now, what kind of cast and acting are you looking for when you cast a Christmas Story?
You know, when we were casting it, I was just looking for people who were willing to jump in and commit to this kind of nutty comedy that this play has. But there's also an undercurrent of realism to it. There's a heart to this play. You know, it really is about one kid's wish for the thing of their heart's desire. And actually, all of the characters in the play have a wish for their heart's desire. The father to be treated special, the mother for Christmas to go well and her family to be happy, Ralphie for his BB gun, and all of the comedy is around that. So I was looking for people who could, you know, really play the honest emotion without being schmaltzy, and then just really commit to the comedy of the show, the nuttiness of the show.
So you were looking for that in the cast, and you came up with some wonderfully experienced...
very, very happy with everybody we have.
...actors. And, of course, young Liam. I'm wondering, Liam, do you have experience in the theater?
A little bit. I started last year, and I was in some shows last year, but youth shows. So this
Don't
is
be shy. Tell them how many.
I was in 3 shows last year, but this is my first... This is my first adult show, so I'm super excited for the new experience of that. And, yeah.
So when you auditioned, you were probably in a room with other kids your age who were also auditioning. And, well, tell me what that process is like, what you remember of it.
I just remember, like, going through and you would read the scenes, and Todd was there, and the musical director was there, and everyone was there, and it was super fun to meet all the people, and then just auditioning, like, singing the songs and reading through the scenes, it was kind of like a sneak peek, and then when you get into the show, you're like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to see how everything builds from, like, just the small portion that I've seen.
How old are you, Liam?
I'm 13.
13. What school do you go to?
I go to the Gaggy School. So it's actually just down the road from here a little ways.
Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. And there's a lot of theater performance. So you get to do a lot of art at the Gaggy School.
Yes.
That's what I understand. So you kind of grew up with it.
Not so much. I actually was born in New Jersey. We moved here. And actually, at first, I hated the idea of doing theater completely. My cousins would be like, oh my gosh, you have to do theater. Like, you would be so good at it. And I was like, no. Like, why would I do that? And then I came to the Civic, and I auditioned for a show, and I got in, and it was this amazing experience, and I kind of just fell in love with being on stage and doing theater, so.
I wonder if you would agree with me that there might be the same element of courage to go out and put yourself on stage and perform as there would be to suiting up and, you know, getting onto a playing field and putting yourself in front of a bunch of bruising players.
I would say there's definitely some similarity, although I don't think there's as much of a risk of injury on stage.
Possibly not.
But there's definitely that mental preparation, like, okay, gotta prepare myself, and I want to do, like, the best, and yeah, so.
Do you like to laugh?
I do.
So you find this show, is this a pretty funny show?
Oh my gosh, it's so funny. It's great.
I've never seen it. I'm really looking forward to seeing this one.
I didn't even know it was a musical until I heard they were doing it at the Civic, and I was like, what? I was really excited.
But it must seem like a lot to take on. It's an entire 2.5 hour show, and you have to sing song after song and then interact with all of these people. What do you do? Break it down into little parts?
Yeah, you kind of like, you take it one scene at a time. So in the beginning, you're like, okay, I got to sing this song. So you sing this song, and then you're like, okay, the next thing, there's the scene, and then there's another song. So you kind of just live, like, in the moment and don't think ahead too far. It's kind of easier because you're just, like, you're there, and you got to interact during the moment.
Now, Tim and Sharon, who play your parents, have been through this process many times. Sharon, would you share with me what it's like to work with Liam and how the process has gone?
Yeah, we have a lot of kids. I think, what do we have, 13 kids in this cast? 11 kids in this cast. The very first show that I ever did at the Civic was Peter Pan, which also had quite a few children. I am, in fact, a real-life mother as well and a former elementary educator, so luckily I enjoy kids, right? I'm really impressed, I have to be honest, with how the kids are working, and especially Liam. And it's a lot of work. You know, there are a lot of lines to learn. There's a lot of blocking. And as we actually this week have started tech, when we've gotten on stage, we've realized there have to be some changes. And so you've been practicing something for 5 weeks a certain way, and you have to change something. And how they're realizing and remembering that and making sure to make those changes is, it's quite impressive, because I have to be honest, it's a lot of work for me as an adult.
I would
so,
think so.
To imagine the kids
I
doing
hate
it
change.
Too. Yeah.
I mean, especially since, you know, I nailed it, and now you want me to throw it out and, like,
right,
do something different?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what mental strength is required for this.
Absolutely. And, you know, these kids, I mean, they have school during the day and everything, and then are coming and doing this. I mean, of course, adults, too. They're quite impressive. They have jobs. We have jobs, and we're, you know, busy taking care of our families and stuff in those few hours in between before going off to rehearsal. So,
Tim, I'd love to hear your perspective on this, too.
Well, it's just what I love about theater in general, and this show in particular, is it's so much different than my real life. You know, a lot of people, or Todd is a professional theater person. And that's great, and I wish I could, but I'm a banker by day, but at night, I get to be somebody completely different, and what I love about this show and this character is, like Todd said, you just throw yourself into it, and the character of the old man is just so much fun to play, you know, because he's gruff, and then in his fantasy life, he's crazy, and he's a song and dance man, and it's just great. It's a ton of fun, and a really wonderful cast.
I remember the Tom and Ray Maliazzi, the car guys, used to say, stereotypes don't just fall out of the sky. There is sort of a generational thing of a gruff kind of father figure or a grandparent in the mid-century, mid-20th century for sure. I don't know if you have any memories of one.
When we were going through the costuming process, I said, I get one costume for the whole show. And she goes, this whole show is Ralphie's memory or it's the narrator thinking back. And I thought, you know, you're right. When I think back on my father, he's always wearing the one thing he always wore. So in the memory, that's what he wears. And every memory is heightened, you know, the mads are madder and the happies are happier. So it's nice that we can actually play that and play out the memory.
Wonderful. I think we should delve into some of the music, and Todd, you'd be the one to help us get into it.
Absolutely. Why don't we, oh, I got to get to this. I got to remember the name of it, as I don't have it indelibly marked into my brain already. I think Counting Down to Christmas is a good kind of introduction of how the show begins.
There it is, the house on Cleveland Street.
Now! I'm not kidding. Do you want to miss it?
My mother in the kitchen, trying in vain to get us bundled up and out the door.
Randy, I mean now.
Mom!
Randy, now!
My kid brother, Randy.
Aww!
And there I am, realizing for the first time that time was my enemy.
Goodbye, November. Thanksgiving's gone. Now every house and home and has a plastic reindeer on its lawn. Ralphie, please! The season's starting. I'll give you proof. Ralphie! Well, my old man shouting, that boy, he is my son! The red rider carbine action be begun. But it's almost nearly getting close. Counting down the clock, he said, don't know how, don't know who, but all I know is I gotta get a red rider carbine.
We're listening to music from A Christmas Story with cast and director of A Christmas Story, Todd Espeland, Tim Kilmartin, Sharon Bradford, and Liam Fagan, who is playing Ralphie. That is the song that you sing. And what is it like to be on stage and singing all by yourself like that?
It's very different than I've been in one other musical, and basically every song I sang in that was like a group.
Right.
Number. So it's really different to be alone on stage, but I think it's fun because it's kind of like it's just like me and the narrator just interacting throughout the song. So it's singing, but it's really acting while you're singing, and it's a different experience, but I think it's really fun.
Do you think it's weird that this young boy really all he wants for Christmas is a BB gun? Can you identify with wanting something really, really bad for Christmas?
Yes. I don't think I would want a gun, but, you know, I can identify with the feeling like there's one thing and like, oh my gosh, like you have to have it. So
what's the first thing that comes to mind?
I don't know. I'm feeling like looking in a store, there's like a new pair of shoes or like a video game and you're like, oh my gosh, like that's the one thing that I want.
So that pretty much gets the whole plot going here.
Yeah.
Tell me about some of the other cast members that are your age. Sharon mentioned 11 other young players.
So my brother, Randy, is played by someone named Tay, who's actually Sharon's son. And he's so fun because I feel like we kind of think a little bit of the same way. So when we're off stage, when we're on stage, we're always kind of joking around and kind of getting into the like the sibling rivalry, so I think that that's really fun to do.
Are some of them on stage for their first time?
Think actually a lot of them are. Charlie, right?
Charlie's done stuff at Center Stage, but this is their first time at the Civic.
There's a lot of kids there's some kids who have done other shows, but this is their first time at the Civic, and then there's some who have done a couple shows at the Civic, or like one or two, so it's an interesting mix, but I think everyone is adapting really well. And I was surprised when I heard, like, it was people's first show because they were, like, acting like they had, like, done it before because they were, like, adapting pretty well.
Yeah, that's an amazing thing about performers your age is you may start new, but you pick up on things really, really fast. It's like going skiing as an adult and watching, you know, 5-year-olds zipping around on skis and thinking, how does that happen? But tell me a favorite song right now.
Favorite song? Probably Major Award, because it's so funny watching all the adults walking around with their leg lamps and just him just having the time of his life because he won a lamp, and he's like, oh my God, this is amazing.
I hope he's not giving anything away. I mean, this is not a surprise.
No, not at all.
You mentioned leg lamps before.
It's just we're tantalizing. We're dangling the many leg lamps out in front of everybody to come on in and see 11 leg lamps and Tim Kilmartin dancing away with them.
This is a large cast from what I can see. There's a youth ensemble, male ensemble, 6 people in it, and then all the name parts.
Yeah, we've got a cast, 25, 27 people, a really big group. And something I said when we were auditioning, as I said, what's very important is the family becomes the core of the show, and they become kind of the emotional heart, and they move the show. But the ensemble really drives the show. I need an ensemble that is as good, if not better, than the family, because they're really responsible for taking us to Higby's and playing all these bitter, angry elves who have to be there dealing with all these snot-nosed kids. And they have to be the townspeople who back up Dad through his admiration of this wonderful lamp. And they really... I'm so glad to get everybody that we have for this production, and especially the ensemble, because they really drive all that nuttiness forward for us.
That's one of my favorite things to go out to the theater is when the ensemble pieces happen. There's just so much energy.
Well, we have it in the what's really nice in the ensemble is we have some people who have previously been leading players at the Civic and in other productions around town, and now they're in the ensemble, and that's it's so important to just bring that level of commitment to the ensemble, so it doesn't feel like, well, I'm on the ensemble, wah wah. You know, it's they're really helping drive it, and really, I mean, all of that talent comes to bear so that the whole thing locks in.
Sharon Bradford, I'm wondering, I don't know about your role, having not seen this yet, but the mother, if I recall from the movie, she's a put-upon mother that doesn't have a lot of laugh lines. Is that the same role that you play here?
Well, you know, it's really interesting. So the show takes place in the 1940s, so I am playing a 1940s housewife. I did not grow up watching and liking this movie, so I wasn't originally thinking of auditioning for the show, but when I checked it out because my son and husband were looking at it, I really felt a connection with the mother. Like I said before, I am a mother, and I also have chosen to be a stay-at-home mom, so I am a housewife in, you know, 2016. So I felt that great connection. And what's been really great doing this is she definitely is that put-upon mother. She's having to take care of the kids. She's having to clean everything. I have a song, That's What a Mother Does, where I'm the one taking care of all of it. But there comes to be this frustration. And I think that a lot of mothers in real life can relate to this. And this is something true for me. It's amazing to be a mother. I love it. I love my role and what I do in our house. But there also can be frustration levels to it. And feeling like you don't have a lot of time for yourself. And so that kind of comes out in the show. I get a little snarky with the old man sometimes. I really have some lines where you can tell I'm just fed up with him. But I also have those very touching mother moments. So there's kind of a back and forth between how she's feeling.
I have What a Mother Does queued up here.
Oh, yeah.
So I thought we'll take a short break and remind people that A Christmas Story opens on Friday and continues through December 17th. Ticket availability is limited for some shows already.
Yeah, we have many, many shows that are so razor thin close to selling out.
So 343-1313 is the box office number if you want to talk to a nice person there. Online, it's kazoocivic.com, kazoocivic.com.
New stains on the rug, stray socks on the stair, and piles of papers appearing right out of thin air. But the sheets have been washed, the pants have been pressed, the floors have been scrubbed like a woman possessed. You've made Christmas Day the very best Christmas that there ever was, 'cause that's what a mother, what any good mother
Mother Does. That's a highlight from A Christmas Story. And my guests today are members of the cast and the director of A Christmas Story at the Kalamazoo Civic, Sharon Bradford, Tim Kilmartin, Liam Fagan, and Todd Espeland. Todd is the director, as we mentioned before, a show put together for the holidays. You know, it takes me back to a year ago with Mary Poppins, which was such a success. Really had a terrific run.
It was a fun show to work on.
And hoping for the same thing, of course. This
yeah, very, very different show. You know, you take them as they are, one at a time. Poppins was great because it sort of took what we knew as Mary Poppins and took it in a new and fresh direction, added some new things in it. Christmas Story, the musical, does the same thing, which I really like. It allows us to kind of have our own take on a story that we all know and love and are familiar with. And yet when an audience shows up, it's not a retread of something they know and have been there, done that. It's a new look or a fresh eye or a fresh perspective on the show and expanding it in new and fun ways.
Do you know anything about the music, the composers or the book writers or the people who came together to, it's always a team, right?
Benji Pasek and Justin Paul, I believe they have a Michigan connection. Somebody out there screaming right now because they're thinking, how do you not know this? I believe they're from the U of M. I believe they went to the U of M. But Pasek and Paul are young, a young musical team, mm-hmm. and very, very popular. They're writing some really remarkable and wonderful and cutting edge stuff. So it was kind of interesting that they did this show, which kind of feels like a very traditional 1950s sort of musical in its setup and in the musical numbers. They do a really remarkable job in sort of emulating that era and expanding on that era and taking that era of musical comedy in new and interesting directions. But they use that sort of 1950s, very, very early 60s sort of style in the show. It feels very much like an old musical, even though it's very, very new, and they do some wonderful stuff.
What kind of colors and lighting did you want?
I was going to say red and green because it's Christmas Story, the musical. We're really trying to go for, because a lot of this takes place in Ralphie's fantasy. Actually, it takes place in Gene Shepherd's fantasy world through Ralphie, which is his counterpart. So when we do, there's a song called Ralphie to the Rescue about Ralphie finally getting his, or dreaming about getting this gun and saving his family. It's very Old West theme. So our lighting designer, Anne-Marie Miller, who's just wonderful, has a color palette that looks very much like Old Westerns with the oranges and yellows. When we go into Santa Land, where the kids go to visit Santa, the lighting is kind of harsh and garish. We're really able to play with the lights in a really fun way.
And the costuming.
Costuming, a lot of what you're going to see that you remember from that era of the movie. And Barbara Mollart's done a lovely job. So the elves, we've kind of taken the elves in a weird way. It's been fun to, there's a number called You'll Shoot Your Eye Out, about shooting your eye out. That's sort of a 1930s gangster speakeasy sort of vibe to it. And there's 11 little kids dressed like gangsters and flappers. So it's really, yeah, see, it's not the movie, you remember. It really goes in some weird places.
Now, since the Civic was established in 1927, I think, how far back does how big of a closet for costumes does the Civic actually have?
Oh, man. We have, actually, if you ever come by the Carver Center, it's kind of split up. There's a driveway, little walkover that heads over the driveway. And everything to the right of, if you're facing the Carver, everything to the right is our costume building. There's a rehearsal space above, costume shop. And then that basement is full of costumes, as well as... and now it sounds like I'm bragging, but at the Park Trade Center, we have 7,000 or 8,000 square feet. That's for furniture storage. So, you know, we've got some pretty deep places to look for costuming and set pieces. And and again, we still make a lot of new stuff for the shows as well, like the bunny suit. We didn't happen to have a pink bunny suit on hand, so those get built.
And they have to be cataloged and stored.
Cataloged, stored, the whole shebang.
I've heard many times over the years how the Kalamazoo Civic is one of the leaders in community theater in this country.
it's debatable, but we're somewhere in the top five. What I've heard over and over again is we're the third biggest community theater in the country, and that takes into account staff size, annual budget, shows that we do. We're certainly the largest staffed community theater in the country, and we have one of the largest seasons. 13 shows is a lot of shows for a community theater. It's a lot of shows for a professional theater. And then for a community theater, that's a lot of shows. Last year, we had almost 1,100 volunteers put in about 65,000 man hours.
Above and beyond productions, you also hold workshops and camps.
We have workshops, so we'll have what's called the Inside the Civic workshop. So if you want to audition for a show and you're not sure you know what to do or you've never done it before, we're really committed to trying making the process of being an artist through theater easy for you. So the Inside the Civic workshops take place about a week out from our auditions, and you meet with the director, and the director sort of does a little acting workshop or does a workshop on things that he wants or she wants you to know for the upcoming audition to prepare yourself. Added to that, we have our Academy of Theater Arts, where we have classes for ages 3 to 103. And that's not just a jokey line. I mean, we have classes for all ages so that you can come and if you wish to explore theater as an art form or you've had an interest for it, we're trying to make that easy and accessible for you.
Mm-hmm. So it's one of the institutions of our community that does a lot more than you might think beyond, you know, what's showing on the Now Playing billboard.
Absolutely. You know, I moved here in 2000 to be a guest artist at Western for a year and decided to stay because I loved the level of arts, just even outside of theater, but art, dance, fine art, music. We have an abundance of art in Kalamazoo, and it's really a rare and special gift, especially for a community of our size.
Well, let's get back to A Christmas Story, which again opens on Friday and continues through December 12th. Liam, are there any shows in which you guys have to play a matinee and then an evening show coming up? Do you have any double days?
No, I think that we actually kind of intentionally scheduled that even with our holdover days because this is such a long show and there's so many songs that doing it once in the morning and then going home and then coming back and doing it again in the evening, I think that would be really difficult. So I don't think there are any.
It's actually not that long of a show, but we didn't want to tax the kids. Again, audience, it's not that long of a show.
Thank you, Todd.
So please come and see us.
Liam, do you have an understudy?
No.
So Liam, please don't get sick.
I promise, Todd.
This is sharing one microphone, Todd and Liam. So you need to stay calm, relaxed, in good health for a good month.
We're going to put him in a bubble.
Well, what are some of your favorite snacks? Maybe audience members could bring you some nice treats. Keep your spirits up.
That would be great, but no.
How about as adults, you know, the endurance of adding a show plus, you know, keeping your bank job, Tim. Mm-hmm. Yeah, talk about that.
Yeah, it's something kind of live in fear. You know, every time I take a shower, I'm like, what if I slip in the shower and break my leg? And it's just, I can't help it. That's what I think about. But I think it's not uncommon in the past, you know, when you're doing a long run of a show, I think you just kind of talk yourself into staying healthy because quite often within a week or two after the show, I'll get terrible cold or I'll get terribly sick. But I really think it's just you condition yourself to say, I've got to do this. There's no option. So,
well, we've been teasing this whole hour with this set piece called A Major Award.
Yes.
So set this up for us so we can hear the song.
Well, in the movie, as everybody knows, the old man, he wins. He's really into crossword puzzles, and he keeps entering these contests. And finally, he wins his major award. And that major award is a leg lamp. And he is so proud of it. And so what the musical does is it just kind of, like Todd says, amps that up to the next level. He just doesn't get the lamp and put it in the window. He turns into a song and dance man and celebrates winning this major award. And in his fantasy, there are people in spangled costumes with their leg lamps. There's a kick line with leg lamps. And it just is a really, really fun big number.
Let's hear it. A Christmas Story opens on Friday. Details at kazoocivic.com.
Look. Read it.
Congratulations. You have won a major award in our $50,000 Great Figures of American Literature contest. It will arrive by special messenger tonight. Congratulations. You are a winner.
The time has come. The day is here. The truth is written clean and clear. I nearly started losing hope. But then I opened up that envelope.
That is an exhilarating piece. As a musician, I'm listening and realizing it's also very tricky.
Yeah.
There's a lot of little parts happening all at the same time.
Yeah, it sounds like it's simple, kind of straightforward, but Pasek and Paul have really orchestrated it lovely.
Yeah, and that must be one you practiced a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, and what I love about it, like I said, it sounds like those old-fashioned, you know, 1930s, 1940s Busby Berkeley kind of numbers, and they just do a lovely job with it.
Sharon, I was wondering if you would talk about the intricacies of the of staging and being part of this big ensemble with, you know, young cast members as well as a whole host of adult players.
Sure, yeah. I mean, there's, you know, one of the things when you are a part of a civic show is you're coming in as a volunteer, and we have 6 weeks of rehearsals that we're putting on a show, and there's a lot to kind of maneuver, and obviously, you know, a lot of that falls, most of it falls on Todd's shoulders and figuring out.
And Kathy Williams.
And Kathy Williams, our choreographer. And Kelly Hasselton, our musical director, and figuring out, okay, today we're working on music and today we're working on choreography and these people need to be here and these people need to be there in those days. And so, you know, it does take a nice commitment, and it also takes a good amount of focus, because there might be sometimes that you're waiting because there's another scene that's being blocked, but you can't be sitting on the side, you know, messing around because it's distracting for people. But what I think, and what I think a lot of us have kind of been alluding to, is sure, it's a lot of work, but we also do it. Like Tim said, we get to play a different character than who we are. Or for me, in this case, I get to play a character that I really feel a connection with as a mother. But for me, a big thing, too, is why my family and my husband's in the show, my son is in the show, why we keep coming back to the Civic and keep performing is, honestly, it's a gift for our community. We were just talking the last segment about, you know, what the Kalamazoo Civic means to our community. And the holiday show is my favorite show to put on at the Civic. It's very busy time of year, but it's a gift to the community. We're right there at Bronson Park. I love it that families are walking in. There's the lights of Bronson Park.
Right.
I tend to notice, compared to other shows, there tend to be more families, a lot of grandparents bringing their grandchildren to the holiday shows. You know, people are in town, families are visiting. So that's why we all put that 6 weeks of work into it. And we have to, you know, focus on all of our staging and different things. It's a gift to our community to be able to let people have, you know, 2 hours of just enjoyment and smiles.
Well, here we are at the end of the hour. Tim, what are your kind of last thoughts about this production?
I really hope people come, and like Sharon said, what a great holiday memory that you can make for your family. Go see this great show that you know and get a new take on it. And then when you leave, you walk out into Bronson Park, and what a great holiday memory you're going to make for your family.
And some words from Liam on the show.
I would agree that I definitely hope that a lot of people come and see it, because I think that when you come and see it, it's the movie, but it's really different, and I think it would be a fun memory to have, like, oh, I remember when I was in town, I was at the Civic, and they were putting on the show, and we went and we saw it, and we had, like, a great time, and I think that that would be great if people were saying that about the show that we just saw.
You mentioned cousins that encouraged you to get into theater. Yeah. Well, do you think they'll come out and see it?
I don't think that they're able to come out, but I know both of my grandmas are coming out to see it.
That's great.
That's adorable.
Finally, Todd, last thought.
As I taunt Liam. And, you know, I'd love to see everybody there. And also, all the things that we have at the Civic, a lot of the youth who are in the show have been training for years through the Academy of Theater Arts, and that's given them the confidence to come out and audition for the show and be part of this, as well as adults who are in our show, have been doing shows or training at the Academy of Theater Arts. So not just coming out to see the show, but making the Civic kind of, if you aspire to do theater, make the Civic part of your life.
Do you see people actually transform?
Yeah, it's right. I'm going to sound so hokey, but yeah, I do. You know, you see people who, from day one to when we open, you know, they really blossom because they discover their hidden potential, and it's the act and the collaborative act of working with everybody on the show, kind of helps them realize that they have these hidden potentials that they just need to give themselves an opportunity to release.
We'd like a big number to go out with.
One of my favorite things about Christmas Story, the movie, is it's really truthful about the pain and anguish of being a kid and that anxiety that you have of being a kid. And there's a very funny number in our show called When You're a Wimp. And it's all about the anxiety in a very funny way of what it's like to be a kid.
A Christmas Story opens Friday and continues through December 17th. Details at kazoocivic.com, or the box office number is 343-1313, area code 269. Thank you all.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
In every jungle, there are laws that conclude when there's a hunter, then there's gotta be food. Out here in the wild, we're the bunch that's gotta stick together, 'cause if not,
we're gonna be lunch. His eyes are yellow, there's no way they'd be missed.
That evil laughter and the pound of his face.